This is tape one of the interview with Carl Benjamin. The interviewer is William Weiss. The date is September 10th, 1981. The place of the interview is the artist studio in Pomona, California. Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, Carl. I know that you were born in Chicago. In 1925. Okay, could you tell me a little about your early days growing up in Chicago, your parents and grandparents, or anything else that comes to mind?
Well, I was when I was born, my father was an intern in I think Cook County Hospital in Chicago. My mother was a high school biology teacher. So I spent a lot of time with my grandparents who lived across the hall.
Uh-huh.
And my grandfather was a cellist for the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, which meant he was home most of the day. So I mean,
your grandfather was?
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so and I played piano starting at the age of about three.
Was that under the influence of your grandfather?
Yeah. And I played and I gave some little concerts and I'm told I was pretty good. But he died when I was about seven, and I wouldn't play anymore. I guess I must have hooked
that
up.
Right?
I was very close to him, and so then I never played anymore after that. And then so we lived there on the north side of Chicago. I was about 10, and then we moved to Evanston, which is right near the campus at Northwestern.
Is that a smaller town?
Evanston's like was a very nice suburb of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And my father was a pathologist at the Evanston Community Hospital, and was on the faculty at Northwestern, and my mother still taught. And then I finished high school at Evanston High School. And then I went right into the Navy, and
well, let's just a second. Let's go back. What I want to do is relate, if possible, if there were any early experiences, like you mentioned piano, that somehow brought you in contact with cultural issues or in art in any form. So was there anything else that you can recall besides, say, the piano? Did you go to concerts with your grandfather or museums? Or
my family, they read a lot and they liked music and were very concerned with all the issues of the day. And I think the one thing that I had absolutely zero of was anything to do with art.
Okay, so they didn't specifically talk about painting or sculpture. Did they own any paintings in the house?
No.
Did they talk about literary issues, or was it mostly political issues?
Both. They read a lot. But it was. I thought it was odd later on because I always thought, I always felt like I was no good in art when I had to take art. I never took any in high school. And I had no interest in it.
Yeah.
And I don't ever remember going to the Art Institute.
Right.
I remember all the museums.
Right. That's right, there's a good Art Institute there.
Yeah.
The Art Institute of Chicago.
And I remember going to the history museums and the scientific museums, but I never, the aquarium.
Right.
The field, but never that art museum. Of course, when I was a kid, painting really was had a whole different image.
What specifically?
Than now. I mean, even a person like myself who was brought up in Evanston, which is a rather high level area. I mean, it was off the campus, a lot of professional people.
Right.
All aspects of culture in appearance, but never can I remember anything about painting. And so your image of a painter was, well, maybe you had a great aunt who did watercolors.
Yeah.
Or you saw a cartoon in the Saturday Evening Post with some kind of wimpy character with a beret.